The Josie Show was originally aired and recorded live in front of a live internet audience. Any rebroadcast or redistribution of this show is strictly prohibited without express permission of the producers.
This is Amanda Pye, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, RL, and you are listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Skylar, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Yo, what's up? This is teen singer and actor Scott Isbell, and back to The Josie Show.
Hey everybody, this is Laura Vina. Thanks again for listening to my girl Josie. You're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Jay Carroll. You listen to The Josie Show.
This is Danica Holmes. Now back to The Josie Show.
What's up guys, it's Celeste Kellogg and you're listening to The Josie Show.
This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Valentino is playing that song.
Freddy Goodies Productions, Alan Firestone Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, we celebrate our 5th anniversary and begin season number 6. And we have no clue how we're going to do it. And now, because she really has no clue what's going on, and the brain freeze she still has from that Slurpee she drank an hour ago is not helping things any, Josie Pasantino!
Hold up, stop everything while accepting music, because Joe Walsh wants. I like this song. Keep the song going. But this is Peanut the Squirrel. I just want to give a special PSA announcement. This is like a public warning that listening to tonight's episode may cause cravings for pudding. And if that happens, just call a squirrel, because squirrels love pudding, okay? And after 5 years, I made Josie what she is, and she doesn't give me enough pudding. Well, I put it in her shoes, but then she steps in it, and it's gross, and it tastes like her feet, and nobody wants that. So, yeah, if you see a squirrel, make pudding, give them pudding. Squirrels love pudding. And pizza, and ice cream, and popcorn. Popcorn's good. So, yeah, feed your squirrels. And now back to you, Josie. Woohoo!
Oh, that was adorable. Thank you. Thank you very much. I am very excited. Tonight is going to be a rockin' show. I am just so, so excited, and I'm super honored to have made it to our 5th year of The Josie Show and season 6. I mean, that just blows my mind, literally. So thank you all so, so much for coming and celebrating our 5-year on the air. And in doing so, we asked artists and show friends, and all of our listeners to call in and say hello and let us know what they have been up to. So please stay tuned to the whole show because you never know who we are going to hear from. And we will also have a couple giveaways tonight as well, so stay tuned. This is just going to be a lot of fun, not only for, us that are going to be calling in and, all the excitement of, all that. but it will also be fun for the listeners because we have some giveaways. I am very, very excited about that. I always love doing giveaways. It's always so much fun. Now let's get this party started. But later on in the show, we will share
hey,
the VIP
hey,
members
hey,
with you.
Kelsey.
Yes.
You're really low. Either you have to talk into the mic or maybe there's a button. I got lots of buttons here. I'm going to press a button. I don't know what they do.
Oh, boy. Oh, there's a good one.
That wasn't it. You're not any louder.
Oh, man. I think it's all right. I think it's okay. But we are going
to... Oh, what does this one do?
he's just having fun with the buttons now. He doesn't even know what he's doing.
Yeah, let me see what this one does.
Okay.
Wait. I think we lost Josie. Head! I broke Josie! Woo!
Oh.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
Oh, that is hilarious. But please stay tuned into the whole show because we are going to share our announcements and VIP members with you as well. And if you want to call in tonight and say hello, please call 646-381-4339. And we would love to hear from all of our artist friends and listeners and just everybody. Call in. Say hello. Please, please. All right, so I know we have a few calls already online. So which one should we start with first?
Hey, Josie, you know who's on the line?
Who?
Well, I'm asking you.
I don't know yet, all right? So hold on one second.
Well, that's good, because for all you know, it could be like Ahmed the Dead Terrorist or SpongeBob.
You never know. You never know. But my producer, Tina, she knows. So who do we have?
Well, I know, too, because we have the switchboard.
Exactly. So who do we have coming up?
All right. Are we ready? Let's get ready to take some calls here. We have got Kurt on the line, one of our
We need a button to make Tina louder. Where'd Tina go?
Hold on. Let me get my louder button. How's that?
Yeah, well, you know, pretend you're yelling at Josie.
Okay, here we go. Let's go ahead and get on our first guest. We have got the beautiful VIP member here at the Josie Show, Lisa Skinner. Let's go ahead and turn on her mic. Hello, Lisa, are you there?
Lisa!
Hey. Can you hear me, Josie?
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Lisa, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you and Tina so much, Josie. This is just a wonderful thing that you're having, and I'm just so excited to get to hear all the artists and, you know, that are going to be on tonight, and it's just what a great opportunity to get to hear about everybody, and thank you so much for all that you do for us artists and play all our music on your Country Blast Radio. It's just a bomb, girl. You just rock it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad you like everything that we do here. And thank you so much for taking the time to call in. But, you know, we haven't spoke for, you know, a while. I mean, your interview obviously is still on josieshow.com, so people can go and check it out. But what's been going on since we spoke last? What's been going on
with
you?
Well, we've got a few good things going on. We're really excited about one. We're a finalist right now, and we're waiting and just praying about it, and excited. We've got the song of ours, Lovers Are Just Friends. It's the finalist right now for a movie. And the producer and the creative team were, you know, just really excited about the song and loved my voice. And you just don't know how, you know, that thrilled me. And I'm so excited. So we're waiting on that. We've just got three songs. We finished the rough demos in the studio in Georgia. And we're trying to line up the guys and musicians, Gary Morris, and the guys from Ronnie Dunn's band, formerly with Ronnie Dunn's band, trying to get Sparky again with Leonard Skinner, the lead guitar. We've had those guys, and we're trying to get them lined up again. So, go back and get our final productions done on the three that we've been working on. We're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. And we've been invited to do a New Year's show in New York with Robert Rivers and Lori Lace and a bunch of other great artists. So just getting all of those fuels in the fire. So we're really excited.
Yeah. It sounds like you have a lot of amazing things that are coming up, you know, on the horizon. It does. It seems like you are just having a lot of fun. And we wish you all the luck in the world for all your future endeavors and everything that's going on. We really think that you are doing a fantastic job in everything that you do. And we still look at everything that you're doing. So don't worry.
Oh, no. Thank you so much, Josie. You know, we just love you so much. You're amazing. You're so much fun, and you're just such a great soul. You've got the best personality, girl. I don't know. It's just everybody loves you. Everybody loves you, and you're just amazing. So we're proud of you, and we love you all so much. We keep up with your show all the time. We listen in, and I've had some internet problems here and there that caused me not to get to do, and I was kind of down about that. But everything's been fixed, and we're doing good. So I'm really excited to hear the rest of the artists tonight and see what's going on with them. And
absolutely.
Like I said, yep. Thanks,
well,
girl.
Before
we
get to
you.
Any of that, and before Josie says anything else, we're going to do something a little different for this anniversary, because Josie spends 5 years asking everybody who calls in some kind of silly question, like most embarrassing moment. Now we want everybody to call in to ask Josie a silly question, so think of a good one.
Oh,
that would be great.
That would be a lot of fun. Oh,
yes,
I like
would.
That.
That would be an awesome show.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know,
Well, think of one now, Lisa. Come up with a good one to ask her.
Put her in the spot. Do you have one?
Well, let's see. I guess it would be maybe what was an embarrassing moment when you were maybe doing a live interview with somebody like famous. Oh, wow. Have you ever just, goofed up or said something or had a little brain freeze or something?
I have. That's a good one.
Oh, my, I could think of a couple right off the bat.
Yeah. I actually, when I went live to meet Mickey Gilley, who is just a legend and is just, I was so extremely nervous. I was kind of starstruck to talk to him. And there was a point in the interview where he said something. It was like a joke, and I really didn't catch on. So I was like, because I was, I'm a youngin', so I was kind of like, I was kind of sitting there like, and then he's like, I think he said something in the interview too, where he was like, that was a joke, and I'm like, oh, it was funny, it was very awkward, but he was a great sport about it.
I know one that beat that, Josie.
Which one?
Well,
there were two. One was very early in the show with Scotty Cormas talking about how he split his pants on stage, and you just didn't know where to go with that.
Yeah.
And the second one happened to be another wardrobe malfunction that Debbie Kelly was talking about involving the upper part of the female anatomy that you had to hand your mic to Tina because you just didn't know what to say.
Yeah. True.
Oh, Lord.
There have been many incidences for sure. But Lisa, I just want to thank you so much for calling into the show and for your awesome, fun question. It's hilarious.
Thank you, Josie. I will add one little thing.
Yeah.
When I asked you that question, right in my head before you answered, Mickey Gilley was who I was thinking in my head, not knowing that anything happened, but I remember that interview. And you get to be with him, and that just, to get to be with someone like that. So that's really funny that you said that, and it had to be involving him. So that's just really awesome. But we love you, and we're excited for your show tonight, and we're just happy to get to be a part of it. And thank you so much for having us and so much for, playing our music and all you do for us all the time, sweetheart. We love you.
Oh, my pleasure. I love you, too. Thank you so much for coming on the show and, chatting with me on Facebook and keeping in touch, and we always will chat, so no biggie.
Amen, girl. I'll be keeping up with you for many, many years because you're going big places, darling. We love you.
I'm good. Yes, for sure. I mean, we're all right, going please. To places. Well, we're getting it done. So
yes, we are. Yes, we are. Well,
so
thank
Lisa,
you so much, darling.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'll talk with you soon. Thanks for calling
in. All right, sweetie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's awesome. She's awesome. So who else is on?
All right. So we have got...
Hey, Tina, we got to have a Josie Show flashback moment.
All right, well, let's hold on to that because we've got an artist who's getting ready to go on stage, so we only got like 1 minute. So we've got an artist who is coming up. His name is Z.A. Cole. You've heard him on Country Blast Radio. He's here to say hi real quick before he jumps on the stage. Let's go ahead and turn his mic on. Z.A., you are on the line with Josie.
Hey.
Hey, Josie. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So nice to meet you, and congratulations on your anniversary, and I look forward to speaking to you at length on October 24th.
Absolutely.
I'm about to go on, so I've got a scoot, but I just wanted to say hi, introduce myself, and wish you congratulations and good luck in your further endeavors with your show. And I look forward to chatting with you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It will be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll chat with you soon. Have a great performance. That's exciting.
Thanks so much, Josie.
Thanks
for taking the call. I'll talk with you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's awesome. I'm excited to shout him. Love it. So who else? This is fun. I just want to keep going.
Well,
who
first,
else?
We have a
yes.
quick flashback moment. The year was 2012, and the Josie Show was doing a dual episode with a magnificent magician friend of ours who Josie decided to stop in and surprise a guest that he had by the name of Celeste Kellogg. The show went pretty well, but as Josie was leaving, she got attacked by a giant spider web. Needless to say, the car ride home was not very pleasant for Tina, who didn't have enough disinfectant for Josie, and the rest became Josie Show history.
And that was a flashback moment. Oh, gosh, I'm getting teary-eyed. That was such a beautiful moment. But, yes, you're talking about the Mystifier, Justin the Mystifier, and he is still a fantastic, he's still fantastic and amazing, and he is doing so great. I know I still check out everything that he's doing, and
he's so great, how come he couldn't get rid of the spider in a spider wig? That freaked you out for, like, a week.
He is fantastic. He is amazing. And that spider was so small, I didn't even see it. That's why I put my hand right in the web. Thank you. Thank you very much. It was just my luck. So now I know there's another caller. I don't want to keep people waiting. So let's get to it. Let's do it. Who else?
All right. Well, we are lucky here again tonight. We have got a wonderful Josie Show friend and listener. So we're going to go ahead and put him on. He's been very patient waiting. So please welcome Craig Abel to the show, who wanted to say hello.
Hi, Josie.
Hey. Hi, Craig. Craig, what's up?
Thank you for having me, Josie and Tina. It's an honor to be here on your fifth anniversary show.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me on my special show. I really appreciate it.
Once I heard that it was your anniversary show, I made sure, even I know the difference between, of course, Chicago time and Eastern Standard Time, that I didn't miss it. This week's been pretty busy for me. I just came back from the Route 91 Harvest Country Festival in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And it was a real blast. You had Blake Shelton was there last Friday, Miranda Lambert last Saturday, Lindsay L, Dierks Bentley, Brantley Gilbert, Brooke Eden, and even Jill and Julia had won the local radio show, and they opened on the smaller stage last Saturday. And I told them that, I heard them on your show. And they said that they were between a two-hour show and was so happy to be able to be on your show about a month ago.
Yeah, we loved them. They were so amazing. I had so much fun chatting with them. It was incredible, for sure. And, I am so thankful for you, because I have to say you have introduced me to some many great acts. Peyton Taylor, you introduced me to her, and then also Leah Turner and so many others. And I love, finding new artists, and you are just incredible, and you have great taste. So whenever you send me people, I'm just like, they have to be good. I mean, Craig sent them to me.
Think the world of them, I wouldn't have recommended them for their stage shows to you.
Oh, for sure. And we have something in common. You're in Celeste's street team, and we've had Celeste on many times. She's a great show friend. So I love chatting with her. But I'm so glad to call you a friend, because I love talking with you, and I really appreciate you calling in. I really do.
It's my pleasure, Celeste. The feeling is mutual, and I'm very thankful that you have me on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can recommend, I have one more artist to recommend to you.
Yes.
If it's okay if I tell you now or.
Mm-hmm. Do so. Yes, I would love to find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. One of my friends who I met through Peyton Taylor, her name is Skylar Campbell, and she, in addition to Peyton, she also, who I knew before, but she introduced me to an artist named Brooke Eden, who I found out who's hit American Dreaming. Is very popular on the highway, the XM station, and she appeared right on the festival right after Jill and Julia, and I thought she was not great in the show, and I met her after her show, and I spoke to her for a few minutes, and she was really nice, and she's also going to have another stage show in a few weeks.
Oh,
and
awesome.
If you're interested... She said once she announced the date, I hope you'll have a chance to experience some of her American Dreaming.
Yes. I would love to. I'm actually going to have to, after the show, I'm definitely going to have to Google and check her out and see, maybe we could have her on the show or do something special like that. That would be awesome.
I would love to see, I would love to see Peyton, Leah, and Brooke on your show in the future, if not in 2014, sometime in 2015.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. I would love that.
Yes, one last question, Josie.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see, in addition to hearing your voice on the radio, mm-hmm. I would love to see you do a staged show in the future.
Well, I would love that, and I think I will. I definitely will, because it looked like so much fun, and I love how people are able to go in the chat room and you're able to connect and listen to someone. So you know what? I am definitely for you. I'm going to do a stage it show.
I'm so honored.
Yes.
I mean, you are the Miss Independent Talk Show host queen. There's no way you won't sell out the show.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. And I'm definitely going to have to thank you on the Stage It show for introducing me to Stage It, because I really, to be honest, I did not even know that such a cool thing existed. It's really neat.
I didn't know it either until 2 years back, and I think it all started with a group named Two Story Road, who's is a married couple. Mm-hmm. The lead singer used to play with Gretchen Wilson, Danny Gulkey,
mm-hmm.
and the female singer used to be Carrie Underwood's backup singer. All the way up and through, she did her Blown Away album.
Wow.
And now she still talks to Carrie Underwood. And
really?
I don't know if you're aware of that ALS challenge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, actually, Two Story Road, they challenged Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher to do the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge,
mm-hmm.
and they responded directly, both of them.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I should have asked you to do the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, my goodness. I definitely would accept. I definitely would. And I think, you know, you never know. Maybe I'll still do it. Who knows? Who knows?
Well, then I better challenge you.
Josie, you can't even eat an ice cream cone without wearing a jacket.
True.
That will substitute. Just put an ice cream cone on your head, and we'll call it
a
challenge.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. I love it. I had so much fun chatting with you. Thank you so, so much, Craig, for coming on the show. And I'll chat with you again soon. I mean, I chat with you all the time on Facebook, so.
Yeah. Thank you. I look forward to it, Josie, and thank you again for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling on our anniversary show, and I'll chat with you soon. Thank you
so much.
Talk
to you soon, Josie. Thank you again.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you. Craig Abel.
Yeah, and I know our next guest will probably have some embarrassing questions, so I'm going to give him some more fuel.
No.
Josie Show flashback. The year was 2010. The guest was Emma Jacobson, and it set Josie Show history because it was the first time Josie ever performed live a duet, the theme from SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's true. You gotta go back to that episode. Here's a quiz. Homework for you guys. Go and try to find that episode, and you will be able to hear my wonderful SpongeBob duet with the wonderful Emma. So check it out. Thank you for the flashback. Oh yeah. Now let's do our next guest. Here we go. Who do we have?
All right. We are very lucky. We have with us tonight the lovely and talented, also on her way to a show, the lovely and talented Tammy Carlisle. Let's get her on the show. Hello, Tammy.
Hey, Josie. How are you?
I am so great. How are you?
Doing good. I'm here to do a show tonight.
I know, and I know you're going to rock it.
Oh, yeah. Always got to rock the stage, lead the fans happy, and you know, make everybody smile. Definitely, that's what it's all about.
It is. That's all it's about. And I'm so honored that you took the time to call in, because I know you are busy with that performance. But I wanted to know, you know, what's going on with you? Like, other than the performance, do you have any new music? What's been happening? Keeping busy.
Well, I've been working on some new stuff and been looking for some others. Some people have been helping me with that, and
yeah.
We're trying to get that together and the ball rolling on it, and then just Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, we've got performances every week and been busy with that. Other than that, you know, it's busy every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and trying to put the new CD together to try to get it out.
Oh, yes. So you are keeping busy, and I'm excited for any new material that you have coming up. And you know we support you, and whatever you have coming up, please let us know so we could promote the heck out of it, girl.
Oh, you know you're going to be the first person I call to let know I've got a new CD out. Come on,
yes.
Who else would I call first?
Oh, yeah. I am honored. Thank you. I would love that for sure. We're going to definitely promote the heck out of it. We're gonna get things done, I'm telling you.
Okay. Hey, if you don't mind, I'd like to give a shout-out to
for
Jimmy
sure.
Harris, Hack mm-hmm. Martin, and Boots Hill, Pee Wee Moore, and all my other music friends out there, you know.
Yeah.
I hope they call in, and Frank Thomas, too. I hope they all get the chance to call in tonight and tell you hello and see how you're doing.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. And thank you so, so much, Tammy, for taking the time to come on the show and chatting with me a little
bit. Hey, Tammy, real quick, do you have any silly or embarrassing questions to ask Josie? Because we're kind of collecting them.
Okay, Alan, I want to know if the little light bulbs go out on her little oven again.
It has, but it has been replaced. So don't you worry. My little bake oven is still rocking.
So the first time I ever got the call in, the little light had gone out on your little oven, and you couldn't make your little cupcakes, and you were just beside yourself, and I was about to die from that one.
I was. I was really irritated. You could just hear in my voice how upset I was, okay? That
oh,
was
I know,
cute.
And Alan was
yeah,
aggravating.
Yeah, but she's older now, and she's upgraded to a popcorn maker.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
She has.
I have.
Oh, no. We have to have little cupcakes. No.
Yeah. I'm with you. The cupcakes will never go.
Well, definitely hello. A big hi to Alan and your mom, Tina, and to Toby.
Oh, Toby loves you.
I had to say
you.
Hi to everybody.
Oh.
So I hope you have a great show tonight. It's great to get to call in on the anniversary show and say hi to everybody. And, you know, I try to catch you every week, you know, if we're not really busy. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I call it up on my phone to listen to it because we're at a show every Friday night. So I call it up on my phone. For those of you out there who don't know, you can get her online and listen to it from your phone, from
yeah.
your iPad, your iPod, your computer, whatever. And you can listen to the best show on earth out there, The Josie Show.
Aw, I love you. Thank you so, so much, Tammy.
Yeah, and speaking of Toby, he only sits through the show because he knows he gets pizza after.
Yeah, that's the only reason why Toby's here. That's true. That's the only reason why he's here. But thank you so, so much for, you
You're
know,
very
always,
welcome.
Always chatting with me. And we'll talk with you soon. Rock the stage, girl. Come on, rock it.
No problem at all. I'll rock the stage out tonight, and thanks for having me.
Aw, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Tammy Carlisle, everybody. Bye. Oh, love it. All right, next guest. Next
Josie
guest.
Show Flashback. It was
all
just
right.
a couple of years ago when Josie went to see our good friend from Scotland, Scotty Nichols, in concert in Wisconsin, and she performed her single Teenage Girl for the very first time, while Toby, her wonder dog / bodyguard, chased chickens around. It's a fact.
Totally a fact. Well, actually, he was chasing, you know, chickens, but also he was kind of chasing the small children. But don't worry, we held him back. Nobody was hurt in the incident. Everybody was okay. So, yeah, it was a happy ending, but that is a fact. That is a factoid. All right, so now who else do we have on the line?
All right, well, we have got another treat for you tonight. I know you love this artist. He's been a guest a couple times on the show. Extra talented. There just aren't enough words to describe how wonderful he is. So, everybody, please welcome Bobby Flores to the show.
What?
Hey, Jesse.
Hey. Oh, Bobby Flores, hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for calling in. Wow.
Oh, thanks for having me. What a pleasure to be on for your anniversary. Thank you. What an honor.
The honor is all mine. Thank you so, so much for coming on and taking the time. And what's been going on in your world? That's what I want to know. You always are keeping busy.
Yeah. You know, running, you know, both sides all the time. I've been in a studio quite a bit, you know, producing, and I just finished an album on a very talented young man named Kobe Carter,
mm-hmm.
who's about 17 years old, and he's a Western swing guy, and really proud of him, fiddle player, singer. So he's having his CD release this week, as a matter of fact, and I'm working on a couple more, producing a couple of CDs for an artist out of Midland, Texas, a guy named Dan Flane, and so you know, that's been keeping me pretty hopping during the week. And then, of course, we're playing weekend We're headed to Houston, you know, tomorrow to a place called the West Wind.
Yeah.
And, you know, have a big country dance out there. And, you know, pretty much the same drill, just making music and, you know, running, you know, from the studio to the stage, you know, pretty much with a band and loving life, having a big time.
Oh, absolutely. I know you, I love how you, you know, go with everything. You are enjoying the music and you love music so much, and you also, you know, help other people find that love for music. And we really appreciate you and everything that you do. And I'm just so honored that you took the time to call in and, you know, chat with me for a little bit. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's always good to talk with you and visit. And I wish we could do it more often. We're also gearing up for our fifth annual Western Swing Cruise, and that's another thing I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
We're leaving out of Galveston on February the 1st, and that is it's like a week-long party on the ship. It's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. We have a great time. All our dance crowd comes with us. And it's 7 days, seven nights. And, you know, if you're interested in going or anyone else might be, they can just go to bobbyflores.com, and we've got some information. But, Josie, I think you need to come with us on that one.
Yes.
For a week-long party up there.
Oh, gosh. I have to check and see if I can, but I definitely will. If I can,
that would
I definitely
be
want
so
to.
So much fun. And we'd have such a blast. I know you love it because it's just a blast. I mean, we have such a great time at that. But we look forward to it every year, and so we're counting down the days.
Oh, well, I'm excited. I'm definitely, now that you mention it, I'm going to have to check and make sure that I can go.
Good.
Because I would love that. And
I hope so. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be so much fun to, you know, finally meet you and also meet everybody there. And, I mean, going on like a cruise-type deal, oh, my goodness, that would be so much fun.
That would be so cool.
It's
a blast.
Ah, I know. I bet. So definitely going to check out that. And please make sure you go to the website so you guys can come too. Come on, party with everybody. Do it. Enjoy. And thanks again so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me a little bit and telling me what's going on. Keeping me up to date.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate it so much, Josie. I've been listening to some of the other artists that you're speaking with, and it sounds like a blast. Everybody's having a good time.
We are.
And what a special show, and just, gosh, I'm just glad to be on it, so thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. And we'd love to have you back on for, like, a catch-up one of these days.
And, Bobby, do you have any strange, silly, or embarrassing questions for Josie?
Oh, gosh.
I'd hate to embarrass her right now on the air like that.
Oh, we do it every week, so
you know,
go right ahead.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I know y'all. I like the cupcake ones, and I heard you talking about chickens a while ago, and I used to have a bunch of chickens. That reminded me, because I live out in the country, and, you know, I've had horses, chickens, goats, and everything. So, you know, the farm thing, you got my attention when you said that.
I know I did. It was a very funny moment, for sure.
Well, here's another Josie fact. If you have a giraffe, Josie's moving in with you.
Yeah, definitely. I love giraffes. So there you go.
You love giraffes.
That I do.
That's fantastic. Well, that's not something you see every day, I'll tell you. You have to have a very tall cage.
Yeah, definitely. One of these days when I figure it out, I'm going to have one in my backyard. That's it. Deal
now
done.
Now I know.
Yes, you will definitely know when I got one.
I love it.
That is so funny. Well, Bobby, thank you again so, so much. And we'll chat with you again soon, all right?
That sounds great, sweetheart. Thank you very much. Keep up the great work, and I just love what you're doing, and keep it up.
Thank you so much. Will do. And you too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bobby Flores, everybody. Oh, I love that.
Another Josie Show question. Why is there always a pair of scissors nearby when Josie does the show? The answer? Because she accidentally ties herself to chairs. Yes, it's true. It has happened. The fire department was almost called. Go back and find the episode.
There you go. There's your homework, all right? So remember, the first one was try to find the episode where I'm doing the duet with Emma. And then the other, now this one, try to find the episode where I tie myself to a chair. Mm-hmm. Do it. I'm telling you.
I could have been really mean and try to find the episode where Tina had to start the show because she was throwing up in the hallway. But we'll leave that one alone. We'll do that next year.
Well, yeah, we'll do that one next year, next anniversary. Sixth year, I think that's definitely a sixth year fact. So now let me put on Tina again, my wonderful mama producer. And we're going to get her to tell us who else is on. What's going on?
All right. Well, we are very fortunate. We have got a wonderful lady who has sent so many amazing, talented artists in our direction. We can just not enough words to thank her. So everybody, please welcome to the show Becky Bartlett Brown.
Yeah.
Hello, Becky.
Woo. Becky Bartlett Brown. Hi.
Hey, girl, what are you doing?
Hey, I am having a blast, and I'm so excited you called in. Woo.
Well, I want to congratulate you and your mom and everybody at the show.
Aww.
This is great, and you just keep getting better and better, and you get artists and bands and more bands, and it's just growing by leaps and bounds. And you're just such an asset to what you do, and your mom, and Alan.
And we also want to thank all our guests for actually calling in. Otherwise, we have a lot less to talk about in 2 hours.
Definitely. I hear you. But, thank you. Oh.
Well, it's just really great. It's a really great show, and I love to listen to it. And even... there's artists, you know, there's so many artists you don't ever hear about that get the opportunity to be heard.
Absolutely. That's why I do
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But your personality outshines everything, and just everyone that has been on the show that I personally know have loved it and loved you and everything about it.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's...
I wish you the best, and I wish you not 5 more, but 50 more. So,
I like that. That's a good number.
I just want to personally thank Becky for changing her Facebook photo so often, because it actually gives me something to read on my timeline.
Oh, gosh, Alan.
Well, you're very welcome, Alan.
I love you. Thank you so much for always sending these wonderful, wonderful artists our way. We really, really do appreciate everything that you do, because I love finding out new artists. You know that, and I just love getting to interview them and meet them and, you know, play their music. And thank you so much. And you know, we really, really appreciate you. And thank you for all the nice words you said. I'm like,
well, you're very welcome. They're all true. And like I said, congratulations again. So I guess we're ready to keep on rolling with you.
Yes, do it. Keep it up. You always have great artists.
I'm looking still. But,
and Becky, what is your silly or embarrassing question for Josie?
Oh, gosh.
Well, I really don't have an embarrassing question. I'm still laughing and trying to figure out how she got hooked to the chair.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure that one out.
Yeah. I had one of those.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. If she ever comes to visit, make sure your chairs do not spin.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I don't have any spinning chairs. You're good at my house.
Well, then I'm safe.
You're safe.
Yes.
You're very safe. But I want you to have a great night, have a great weekend, and just congratulations.
Thank you so much. And we will chat with you again very, very soon. I always love chatting with you on Facebook. We appreciate it.
Okay. All right, girl. Well, thank you for what you do for artists and fans, and, you know, very, very job well done.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. And I'll chat with you again real soon, girl.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
Talk to you then. Bye.
Right. Bye.
Becky Bartlett Brown. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm having so much fun chatting with all of the people that I really love and enjoy and get to, you know, I'm fortunate to have met.
And
really
now another Josie show fact. Never touch Josie's hair, because she will transform into a vampire and eat you.
That is true. That is true. I am very, very careful with, you know, I treat it like it's my baby. You know, it's very important to me, my hair. So it's really true. You got to be really careful when you're coming at it, because it's like it's a problem. it's a real problem. You know, I'm really attached to this hair. It's very important to me. But thank you for the factoid. I appreciate it. So now
We have one general question that's on everybody's mind, Josie. How long did it take you to train Tina?
Turn what? Wait, what'd you say?
How long did it take you to train Tina?
It did take long. Come on. She's doing great. She is. She's always rocking it. I mean, hey, she's able to put all these people on the show and with the switchboard, and we're getting a lot of calls on there, so.
Yeah, just don't ask her to fix her computer.
That's true. Yeah, don't ask her. Don't do that, because she has screwdrivers, and it's bad. Bad news. Bad news bears. I'm telling you. Yeah, I've seen it happen. It's scary. It's very scary. But you're great. You're great. You know, Tina, you know, blah, I can't even talk anymore. I'm so excited. But Tina, you know, you're doing a really great job, Mama. You're doing really great. You are doing fabulous with that switchboard. You're on it. So who else can you ask? Who does the great job?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the compliments. This is fun for me. I'm having a good time. All right, so we have got several callers holding on the line, so thank you, everybody.
Tina, it helps if you speak up if you want us to hear you.
Well, I'm
see, you can't give her electronics. She doesn't know what to do with them.
Okay, well, I'm speaking as loud as I can. I'm over here yelling, so that's okay. What I have to say isn't important compared to what everybody else is saying. So let's go ahead and put on our very next guest. He was our very first Josie Show VIP member. We play his music still today. So everybody, please welcome Tim Garmin to the show.
Hey, it's Uncle Timmy.
Hello.
Hey, hello there. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing great. Tim, thank you so much for calling in on the show. What's going on with you?
Oh, I've been doing a little songwriting, trying to finish up several of my songs that I have going and working on my next CD. And congratulations on 5 years of broadcasting. Oh,
thank you so much. I really, really appreciate I really appreciate that. And I'm so glad that you were able to call in. I'm just so excited, and you know that you took the time to do that. And thank you so much. I always have so much fun chatting with you when you're on my show. And you can still check out that interview as well on my site, justshow.com. You can check it all out there. We had a really great conversation, and it's a lot of fun chatting with you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate everything y'all have done. Oh, you know, over the last couple of years or so for me, and mm-hmm. and for everybody else out there, as far as anybody out there that has music, you know, the Josie Show is the best way to get it out there. That's for sure.
Oh, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that.
Well, now, Tim, your show isn't doing all that bad, you know, and you are promoting a lot of unsigned artists. We got to give you props for that.
Well, appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And,
you are.
And,
you're doing great. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you, you know, before Alan got to the questions, wanted to ask you, have you ever, when you were broadcasting the show,
uh-huh.
when you're talking on the show, have you ever got anything stuck in your hair?
Did I get anything stuck in my hair? Okay, let me see. This is a serious question. It's about my hair, so it's very serious.
Well, there was that spider web.
Yeah, the spider web did it. The spider web. Well, this wasn't during my show or anything, but I have had gum stuck in my hair before, which was a very big crisis. yeah, it was pretty.
No, well, when you have that much hair, it's hard to find your mouth.
It's true.
Well,
it's pretty gruesome. Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you though that you have very beautiful hair. I want to say that.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. And great question, too. It really was. I love it. Funny question. And, Tim, thank you so much for chatting with me. And I'll chat with you again real soon. Real, real soon.
Okay. Well, y'all take care. And
oh,
best wishes for the Josie Show in the coming years. Look forward to it.
Oh, thank you so much. Take care. Take care of yourself and keep rocking and doing your thing. You're doing a great, great job. And I enjoy checking out everything that you are doing. You're great. You're a great guy for sure. So check them all out. Check it out. Check out Tim Garmin, people.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye, Tim. Thank you so much for the kind words. I really, really appreciate it. I am just completely...
And now another Josie Show fact. Mm-hmm. And if you want to find the 10 episodes that this happened in, go right ahead. But there have been 10 episodes where Josie abruptly ended the show because she had cravings for ice cream.
Well, I don't remember. I don't remember an exact show for that. But it does sound like me, so okay, I'll give you that one. But yes, that's another great fact, sort of. But
you could also look for the a couple of episodes where she forgot to turn her mic on for like the first 20 minutes, and like the artist was sitting here going, "Hello."
Yeah, there has been that moment, but actually, technically, I wasn't muted. Technically, my mic just failed, but I do have a good mic now, so we're cool. We're good. We're good with that. All right, now who else called in? Who else? All right, here we go. Tell us.
All right, well, we are very lucky because she has been a guest on our show just recently. She is a very talented young lady. Everybody, please welcome to the show Veronica Anderson. Hello, Veronica.
Hi. Hi. Veronica Anderson, hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Oh,
I just wanted to wish everybody a happy 5th year anniversary.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much to me, coming from you. Thank you so much for coming on the show and being a great guest. We appreciated it.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank
you. We have some questions. Well, it's actually the same question from a lot of people. They want to know when Veronica is going to be a guest again because she was just that awesome.
You were awesome. We would love to have you back on the show again. That would be
great. I'll see what I can do.
I like that answer. I love that answer. That is totally cool. Absolutely. We'll definitely see, next time you have anything.
Yeah, have your people contact our people.
Have your people got
absolutely.
Absolutely. So, yes, but thank you so much, Veronica, for calling in, and I really appreciate it. And I'll chat with you again soon, all right? We'll check.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you too.
All right.
I love being on here. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. You're awesome too. You are awesome.
You.
Talk with you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Veronica Anderson, she's adorable. Yes, I love her.
Yeah, she is too adorable.
She is. I loved our conversation, when she was on the show, and I'm so glad she called in. I really appreciate it.
And if she likes ice cream and cupcakes, you have a new best friend.
Exactly. Definitely. I definitely do. I definitely do. That's all it takes. I mean, just some ice cream. If you enjoy ice cream, you could be my friend. That sounds so weird, but yes. Anyway, this took a very...
Well, let's face it. You might be like 20 years old, but you're still a 12-year-old.
I am, technically, in my mind, yeah. So how about we get to our next caller? Do we have another caller? All right, here we go. Who is it?
All right. Well, she's been holding patiently here on the line. We have a listener on the line, I believe, and her name is Skylar. So let's go ahead and turn on Skylar. Skylar, you're on the air with Josie.
Hi, Josie.
Hi. Skylar.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm so happy that you called in.
It's my pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I know that you are a listener. I know you're a listener, and I'm so glad that you enjoyed the show. I really do.
I do love the show. And Craig Abel actually introduced me to the show, and he's a very good friend of mine. So.
Yeah. Oh, we thank him dearly.
And if you have any questions to ask Josie, especially silly or embarrassing ones, just go right ahead because we do it all the time.
Putting her on the spot, Alan. Jeez.
Probably, what would be your most embarrassing moment you remember as a child?
Oh, as a child? Oh, well, I have plenty of those. Let's see. Oh, goodness. Oh, well, there was that one time when I was in public school and I was entering the room and I fell over my desk and in front of everybody, and I tipped over the desk and I broke the leg of the desk, and it was kind of embarrassing. It was pretty embarrassing. The teacher looked at me like I was from another planet. It was kind of, it was funny. I still can't live that down. I really can't.
And yet you still got the boys to carry your trombone for you. Figure that one out.
Figure that one out. I still had friends. It's all good. It didn't ruin anything, but it was just internally I was kind of wanting to crawl in a hole. But good question.
Well, as Craig had said, that yes, I am good friends with Peyton Taylor, and I really hope she does get on your show. And it was a pleasure having you at her last stage at show.
It was so much fun. I had so much fun chatting with you on there. And I definitely want to go to some more, and I hope I see you in there and chat with you some more. That'd
yes,
awesome.
Peyton will be having a stage show on the 27th, the Monday before Halloween. There hasn't been a exact time set, but it will be on the 27th. So just be looking out for times for that.
I'm definitely going to be there for sure. It's planned. So I will see you there then.
See you there.
See you there. And thank you so, so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Josie.
Thank you. And I'll chat with you real soon, all right?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Skylar.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Good question. Good question. I loved it. That was a lot of fun. I had so, so much fun, and I appreciate everyone who has called in so far. And I know we may have some more, but you know, while we're waiting for that, I just want to get through announcements because, you know.
Well, you still haven't played Guess Who This Is.
Oh, goodness. Well, we're already telling who it is, so I don't think we'll be able to play it this time.
Let me put them on the line and see if you could guess. Oh, all right, hold on. Okay, you're on. Pudding.
Oh, let me see. Oh, goodness, this is difficult. The nasally voice, the little tiny little...
How evil you?
Squeak. The little tiny squeak. Could this be Peanut?
Woohoo!
Woohoo! See, I got it right this time. Thank you. That was easy.
Yeah,
thank
it's
you.
About time you got something right.
I know. Free.
If you'd like to make a call...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and then he hangs up on me. I get it right, and then I get hung up on. Figure that one out. But now, I actually, before we get to the announcements, let's do a giveaway, everybody. Oh, I'm so excited. I love doing giveaways. I love giving things away. I would love to have Oprah's job just because to give away things is just so much fun. here's the caller.
Yeah, because it's not like you give away candy on Halloween because you eat it all.
We will be giving away candy this Halloween, so anyone wants to come over, that's really weird. But yes, we will be giving away candy this year for all the wonderful neighbors. And yes, I love doing giveaways, so let's do it right now. So all
yeah, Josie is generous with giveaways.
I love giveaways, so much fun.
She gave me a nut once.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so...
she has a big nut on her head.
Okay, Peanut. All right. So let's do this. I'm very, very excited. I do not want to waste any time. Okay, so all you have to do is text 331-442-5833 right now. So contact or text 331-442-5833 right now, and the first one to text wins. And we have an artist prize pack. I am very, very excited about this. So text, do. So remember, we have a winner already.
Already?
Oh, we already have one, Skylar. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. I love it. Skylar, who we just talked to.
And what exactly does she win? Like, she gets to take you out to dinner or something?
Oh, she wants something even cooler. Come on. she won a really awesome artist prize pack that's going to have a lot of really, really neat things in it. So all you got to do is send us your info on where we can send it, and we will send it off to you ASAP. Congratulations. Sarah, you have fast fingers. I am jealous. You were really, like, you really were typing. And, oh, that was awesome. So, yes, congratulations, congratulations, Skylar. All right, all right. And once again, please send, you know, all the information where we can send it to you. And I believe that we just texted it back over to you on how you can do it. So read the text. All right, all right. Now,
hey, Josie.
Yes.
How do you do a show without any music? I'm going to play a song.
Okay, okay. A song.
And you have to sing with it.
Okay, I'm scared. I hope I know the song, or else it's going to be awkward. Oh, I know the song!
I
love you.
We're a happy family. With a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say
you love me? It's been a while. It's been a while.
Okay, now we need Tina to join you.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's
I love you.
Teary-eyed, my childhood.
Yeah, and the rap version of that song will be on Josie's next album.
Oh my gosh! I promise, I won't go there. But I still can enjoy the theme song. It's beautiful. It is. All right. So now announcements. Let's get to these announcements. All right. So first off, I want to give a special thank you to all of our syndications for re-airing the Josie Show during the week. And you can visit our syndications tab to find out all the details on airing and who they are and all that great information to find them. And all you have to do is go to the syndications tab at josieshow.com. Super easy. And we will also be doing a second broadcast on the Josie Show weekly now on Sundays at our station Country Blast Radio at 9 a.m. Central Time Zone Sundays. So tune in to hear that at countryblastradio.com. And also add it to the lineup on Sunday at 12 noon Central Time Zone on Sundays will be the CD Text Show brought to you from Texas. And also the Gail Carson Independent Artist Series on Sundays at 3 p.m. Central. So make sure you tune in to countryblastradio.com for that great show as well. I'm very honored to be playing those wonderful, wonderful stations on my radio station. I really enjoy it. So hope you guys check it out. And also, I'm super honored to have been one of the featured women in the book Ariel Rising, as well as a contributing author. And you can pick up the book at Barnes & Noble online or Amazon.com, or you can email me for a little something special at josie@josieshow.com if you would like an autographed copy package that includes my hardcover single of Teenage Girl, an autographed photo of moi, and also, of course, Ariel Rising, the book. And, and all you have to do is email me, once again, josie@josieshow.com, and I will give you all the details you will need. And that package is $25 and includes shipping within the U.S. So check it out if that's something you're into. And we have something very, very special, another thing that we added. It's the Josie Show Bulletin Board, which is awesome, and we will have October's board done pretty soon. And that is at, oh, goodness, let me try to remember. Ooh, memory. Oh, bulletin.josieshow.com. So check that out, bulletin.josieshow.com. And next Friday on the Josie Show, my guest will be Victoria Celestine. I hope I'm saying that right. Celeste Kellogg and Jeremy Abrecht, Ginny Posey, I hope I'm saying these names correctly, and Siraj X, and I'm so hyper. I mean, goodness, I'm surprised I'm even able to focus. So please make sure to note that on your calendar. It is going to be a great show, jam-packed. And once again, that's Victoria Celestine, Celeste Kellogg and Jeremy Abrecht, Ginny Posey, and Siraj X. So make sure you write that on your calendar. It's going to be a great show. It really, really will be. And So now I want to, before the VIPs, I just want you guys to also remember that not only you could listen to the Josie Show, but there is CountryBlastRadio.com. Country Blast Radio is a wonderful radio station. We started up on my birthday when I turned 18, and it is fantastic. It's 24/7 licensed country music. It's just, it's incredible because it's signed and independent artists. It's a great mix out there of all sorts of country music, from classic Billboard tops, you know, Texas dance hall music. I mean, it just has everything for everyone, because I know everybody loves everything. Everybody loves everything different. So it doesn't matter what you like. We have it on CountryBlastRadio.com. And you can check it out on Live365.com. And in the search bar, search Country Blast Radio. And then also on the free Live365 app on your iPhone or Droids, and all you have to do is search Country Blast Radio and make us your preset there as well. So you could take us on, you know, on wherever you go. It's awesome. And we are a licensed and national chart reporting station, so we're legit. We're legit, people. So check that out. And if you would like to advertise on Country Blast Radio or become a sponsor of the Josie Show, please contact our executive producer, Tina, by email at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or by phone at 331-442-5833. There isn't a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio and get worldwide attention to your business. It's great for online businesses or those with multiple locations. So check it out and see if that is something that you would be interested in. Now, how about we pass it on here to my executive producer, Tina, who is going to bring you our VIP members. So here we go. Who do we got?
All right, here we go. I'm going to try and talk loud, so if I'm too loud, then you're going to have to tell me that. Okay, so let's talk about our VIP members. I'm going to tell you who they all are and where you can go to find them. You can certainly find them all on Facebook. You can find them all by going to josieshow.com and clicking on the VIP membership tab, and it'll bring you to a bunch of clickable links and names and pictures, and all you have to do is just click away, and it'll take you straight to their various sites. So as
and while you're looking for them, if you find Waldo, you win a prize.
Woo! Waldo prize. Sounds good to me. All right. So now we've got, who you heard earlier, Tim Garman, who called in. He has been our very first VIP, actually. And you can find him at timgarmanmusic.com and reverbnation.com/Tim Garman. Next, Vince Anthony. He has got some new music coming out. We've got the word, and we're excited to get our paws on it. So as soon as we have all the details, we will surely pass them along to you. And you can find him at VinceAnthonyOnline.com. Larry J. Massey, beautiful voice. You can find him at ReverbNation.com/Larry Massey. Wayne Jacobs, he is an award-winning songwriter. You can find him at WayneJacobs.co. Brad Howard, who you'll find performing around Nashville most of the time, you can find him at Facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. Or ReverbNation.com/Brad Howard. Rick Seaman, you can find him on Facebook. He's got a beautiful voice. You can find him at Facebook.com/Rick.Seaman.3, and that's the number 3. Frazier Newcomb, who you can find performing out near Nova Scotia. You can find his website at FrazierNewcomb.com, so make sure you check him out. Lace Whitworth, make sure you check out our bulletin board for the month of October. We will go ahead and feature his brand-new video, Tomboy, so make sure you go ahead and you check that out. But you can find him on his site at lacewhitworth.com. So make sure you check it out. Make sure you see the video if you haven't seen it already, because it is fantastic. Next, we've got Mark Wildman. You can find him, his music and his art, actually, at markwildman.com and at markwildman.net, and that's Mark with a C, M-A-R-C. Okay, now let's look at the next guest. We have got Will Sterling. Will Sterling, you can find at facebook.com/W Sterling Music, or you can find him at reverbnation.com/W Sterling. So make sure you check him out. Lisa Skinner, who you heard earlier tonight, call into the show. You can find her at facebook.com/Lisa.Skinner.739. You can also find her at reverbnation.com/Lisa Huffman,
Skinner. So make sure you go ahead and search her and find her. And our brand new VIP member is Kenny Charlotte, and you can find him at kennycharlotte.com. And he spells his last name S-C-H-A-R-L-A-T-T. So make sure you go ahead and check him out. Now, before we come...
And, of course, you can find Peanut the Squirrel at facebook.com/peanutsquirrel.
That's right. You can do that, too. That is right. Okay. Now, I do want to mention, though, we have got a special edition episode coming up here still in October. On October 27th, we have got the honor and pleasure of speaking to Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys. So please make sure that you tune in for that October 27th, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, right here at josieshow.com. I'll turn this over to Josie, and then I think we might bust out a little secret on you guys, I'm thinking. I don't know.
Yes, we do. I saved the biggest announcement for last.
Anytime Tina says the word busting, I think of broken computers, glass everywhere, monitors folded in half.
Yeah, definitely. It kind of traumatized you, so now that's, you know, you associate.
Yeah, well, I got a box in the mail with all kinds of loose nuts and bolts and a sticky note saying, Tina tried to fix me.
True, it's true, and failed. You can't forget that. Fixed and failed, but yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, but I got it working again.
Nice. I'm telling you, magic, a little bit of magic, a little bit of magic dust can go a long way.
Yeah, and you got all your Raven stuff back.
Oh, my gosh. From when I was, like, 10. but I want to, but yeah, like Tina mentioned, I'm very excited about the new special edition that we got coming up. She gave you all the details for that, but I'm very excited to be talking to Richard Sturban from the Oak Ridge Boys. I'm just super excited to talk about it because we're going to be talking about his the Christmas tour, the annual Christmas tour of the Oak Ridge Boys. So we'll be talking about that and many other things that are going on. So that is going to be a big one. I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah, we should have another contest giveaway soon where people have to, like, guess how long your hair is.
There you go. Nobody will guess. So before we wrap up here, we do have an announcement. We really, really do. So how about we put on Tina to, you want to do the honors? Okay, she wants to do the honors. So here she is.
All right, well, I'll do the honors. I wasn't going to take that away from you, but I will, since I was knee-deep in details today, and this is probably even going to be a surprise for Alan today because it's really at the beginning stages, and we contemplated whether or not we were going to say anything tonight, but I think that we'll just let out a little teaser. That's what we'll do, a teaser. and then I also have a very special message to read here.
Well, today. Am I going to get paid?
I don't know about that. you might. Who knows? We'll see how things go. But we have, through many people, messaging and calling and asking, and so we have finally decided that we're going to attempt this now. It's at the beginning stages. We're nowhere near it being finalized by any means. But we think that we're going to have a Josie Show / Country Brass Radio Award Show. We are checking out facilities in and around Nashville. And major facilities, actually, because if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. So during the
award show, what kind of awards, like best hair and nicest shoes?
Prettiest nails. No, we are going to give away awards for, just fantastic talent. That's what it's going to be. We'll have several different categories. They have not been broken down yet. There will be a nomination period. There will be a fantastic award ceremony. And
can squirrels enter?
I don't think so, man. You should see the rules. They are strict on some of these places. Woo! So probably no squirrels. We'll have to wait outside for us. We will also have a bunch of performances. So we're looking to have a full roundabout evening. So people will be able to come and enjoy fantastic performances, get to honor those that work so hard, independent artists, independent label, small label, whatever it may be.
And it also means hours in a car trying to keep Josie's hair from frizzing.
Yeah, there's a lot of work involved, and we know how hard everybody works, and it's time for y'all to get recognized for all the time that you've spent here with us on The Josie Show and on Country Blast Radio. So we will get announcements out as we have actual details. Like I said, we don't have any full details yet. It will be in 2015. It will be mid-year, so it's going to take us a while to plan it because we plan on making it as big as we possibly can. So that is the little sneak peek that you get, and as we have more details, I'll get those out to you. But I do, on a serious note here, I want to read something. We had Josie's vocal coach, who is also a delightful, talented musical woman. Her name is Gloria, and she actually was in the recording booth when Josie went in there for the very first time to record Teenage Girl. She literally was stuck to her side and was an absolute delight. So she wrote a poem for Josie, because she wasn't able to call in tonight. So it was so sweet of her to write a poem. So I'm going to read this to you, Josie, so that you can hear it. And she's really good. I mean,
I'm excited.
Yeah, she's really good at poems. And Alan, I see somebody on the switchboard. Would you screen them for me, please? Okay, so now we have got, here's the poem from Gloria. It says, Josie is a radio star on the internet. Over a million listeners you have, I bet. Made you come so far. A kind, loving, and talented person is what we think you are. Won't forget the day you recorded Teenage Girl in the recording booth. My actions made you go into a laughing whirl. You nailed it, and the song became a mega hit. The life of the stars was surely lit. Happy anniversary, Joe. Love you, Gloria.
Aw, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much, Gloria. Gloria Brown, I love you so much for always being there for
hey,
me,
Josie.
Supporting me and my music. Thank you so much. And that was just such a sweet surprise for me. Thank you so much. Loved it. Loved
Josie.
It. Yes.
We have a caller.
We do. All right. Who
and he called to talk to you because basically it's your show.
Yes. Yeah, well, definitely.
Do you want to know who it is?
Yes, tell me.
He's a VIP member, if that helps you.
All right. Who is it?
His name is Vince Anthony.
Yes. Woo. Hello. Vince Anthony. Hey, Vince, what's up?
How's it going, Josie?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing great. I just want to say happy fifth year anniversary.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And what's going on with you? That's what I want to know. What, you know, anything new, exciting that you could share with us?
Yes, actually, I'm getting ready to release my second CD.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited too, and I'm excited for you because it is going to be an incredible, incredible project. I know it is. I have a great feeling, and you got to let us know when it comes out.
Yeah, I don't want to sound negative, but it's going to be hard to top his last CD.
It was true. It's true.
I mean, that thing just blew our charts right out of the water.
It did. It really did. It really did. It really did. I'm very, very excited to check it out. So let us know when it comes out, all right?
Yes, definitely. It should be pretty soon. I'm taking a couple weeks here.
Awesome.
So I'm going to start doing promoting for it and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to have you back on.
And do you have any silly or embarrassing questions for Josie?
Oh, gosh.
No.
No, not right now. No, not right now. Maybe later. Maybe later he'll think of one. Alan putting people on the spot. But, Vince, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. And I loved chatting with you when you were on my show, and that interview is still up on our site to this day. And I would love to have you back on when you can.
Yes, definitely. We'll look forward to doing another interview. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would definitely be awesome. And
probably in a couple weeks when I do the TV release pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
So that'd be great.
That would be so great. Let's do it. And also, you know, just kind of like a little fun side thing. Can you give away, you know, any websites or social networking sites that you may have that people could check out?
Oh, yeah. You can check out currently selling my I'll be pushing the Too Much Honky Tonk, my first CD, Too Much Honky Tonkin.
Oh, yeah.
You can find that on CD Baby, which is hooked up to My website is www.vinceanthonyonline.com. Mm-hmm. And you can find some single downloads there for songs, and you can buy the full album, download it.
Perfect, perfect. So everyone, please make sure you check it out. And thank you again so much.
Facebook me.
Yeah, you can't forget that. Facebook. Come on. Facebook him, and it's just under Vince Anthony, so it's easy. Super easy.
Yes.
Super, super easy. And I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me a little bit tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Like I said, I want to thank the Joji Show for being so supportive and, playing my music and stuff.
My pleasure.
And also congratulations to you on Dean and that book.
Oh, thank you. It was so exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, and we don't have a choice but to play your music because people like flood us requesting it, literally.
It's true.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's true. And, you know, definitely good luck with all of your future endeavors and everything that you have going on. And we'll keep a lookout. Don't worry.
Thank you so much. And,
as a little side note, anytime a Vince Anthony song is on, Tina just yells at everybody to shut up. It's Vince.
There you go. That is hilarious. Thank you so, so much for all the kind words, and we will chat with you again real soon, all right?
Okay, sounds great.
Sounds great.
Happy 5th anniversary again.
Thank you so much. Vince Anthony, everybody. Chat with you soon.
And thank you for all the staff there, too.
Oh, yes, you did. Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you so much. Oh, he's awesome. I had so much fun chatting with him the first time that we had him on. And, we definitely would love to have with him. Yeah.
Now, another Josie Show fact. Every winter, Josie has frozen goldfish.
That is true. Although, I mean, it is a fact, but I don't think it's a Josie Show fact per se. It's kind of a thing called hibernation. No, I'm kidding. Definitely. Hibernation does,
little goldfish ice cubes swimming around your backyard.
It's true. I do. It is a pretty interesting thing, and I still haven't figured out how they live from that. But I don't know. It's magic. Science, I tell you. Science, which I've never been good at.
And another fact, Josie has little kitten slippers that she got with pudding in them from a squirrel.
It's true. That actually is really true. I have, it's true. Definitely. And I have cowbells. I have it all, pretty much. Yep. Absolutely. But I think we are going to wrap up here because I just had so, so much fun. And now it's time to celebrate. Behind the scenes, I mean, we do have pizza. No joke there. We do. And I want to thank everyone so, so much, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, for staying with us and, checking out everything that I'm doing and, with the Josie Show, supporting the show, listening to the show on your phone or in the archives or live. I mean,
it just seems like yesterday that Tina said, "What the hell is a podcast?"
Yes, it does seem, just like yesterday. Well, maybe that was yesterday. No, I'm kidding. But absolutely, and I just thank you all so, so much for staying and, hanging out with me tonight. Thank you so, so much, and for all the kind words. I just love it. It made me so happy. Now let me pass it on down to Tina with her last words before we wrap up. Last word, that sounds really creepy, but there you go.
Okay, well, so last words, I don't know about that. I've never had last words. But it was so funny. Alan was just mentioning that we constantly have requests for Vince Anthony music, and we actually just had two requests come in. So I happen to have one song here on my board from his first album here. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to play that since I have it here, since they're requesting. And now is, as good a time as any. So we thank him for very much for calling in. And let's go ahead and play a song. Here's Vince Anthony, Cheating in Your Eyes. We'll be right back.
The closest on the show. Yes.
Said you were leaving town. Well, I heard you talking to him. I've always been there for you. And it's killing me that you can just look at me and lie. I see cheating in your eyes tonight. Just tell me the truth, that you ever was playing someone else on your mind. Well, I guess I must have been blind to think you're not the cheating kind. Well, I see cheating in your eyes tonight. I see somebody look at me and lie. I see cheating in your eyes tonight. Now there's nothing left for me to do but let you go on and do what you gonna do. I see cheating in your eyes tonight. I see somebody else holding you tight. After all that we've been through, I've always been there for you. And it's killing me that you can just look at me and lie. I see cheating in your eyes tonight. And it's killing me that you can just look at me and lie. I see cheating in your eyes tonight.
There you have it. For everybody that requested to hear some Vince Anthony tonight, you got a chance to hear him show up on the show, and you also had a chance to hear one of his songs. And now you guys all have
We have one more quick little Josie show fact, and that fact is we are currently number 2 on Blog Talk Radio.
Number 2 for hot country hits. Well, with the songs that we have playing, it's no surprise whatsoever. So that's awesome. So now that we have got one
Yeah,
song,
the one problem we have is anytime we do play a Vince Anthony song, people start texting in because they want to marry him and stuff. And, you know, it's hard to deal with.
Yeah, that's okay. We enjoy dealing with it. It's just fine. You guys can tell us whatever you like. We're an open radio station, so... All right. Now, you know, since we started this whole little request thing now, we have got another couple of requests that came in this time. They would be interested in hearing Josie's song, Teenage Girl. So let's go ahead and put that on, because I do actually have that one with me, too, of course. So here we go. Let's go ahead and play Teenage Girl. We'll be right back. Enjoy.
Make it to live in. I'm not gonna quit it or give in. So wrote it.
great. Now we have people messaging in wanting to marry Josie.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a few requests for Tina, too, but she's already married people. How do you think she had Josie?
Yeah, sorry. I did it the old-fashioned way, that's for sure. All right, so now we have got another request, and let me see if I can go ahead and pull it up here because I do have this one as well. We are getting asked to go ahead and play a Will Sterling song. I do not have the one that everybody's requesting loaded tonight, but I do have another one. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and play How a Cowboy Rolls. Everybody enjoy. Here we go.
First time I seen her, she was wearing black. Sunglasses on, she had her hair pulled back. I swear she gave this old boy a heart attack. And she's putting my life on track. And I love her so much. I'm gonna wrap her. Loving her man should be a crime. And if it is hell, then I'll do my time. I can't believe that girl is oh so fine. Back up, boys, 'cause this one's mine. And I love her so much. I'm gonna wrap her in my arms. That old back road, I'll build a fire in her heart and let her know just how a cowboy's supposed to roll. And I love her so much. I'm gonna wrap her in my arms and show her that old back road. I'll build a fire in her heart and let her know just how a cowboy's supposed to roll. Holding you, girl, it feels so right. And I'm gonna hold you every night. It won't be long, you will be my wife. I can't wait to see you all dressed in white. And I love you so much. I'm gonna wrap you in my arms and show you that old back road. I'll build a fire in your heart. How a cowboy's supposed to roll. I'm gonna wrap you in my arms and show you that old back road. I'll build a fire in your heart and let you know just how this cowboy's gonna roll.
All right, and that was Will Sterling with How a Cowboy's.
How come you never play any music from when you were a kid? Like, what bands did you listen to? Was it like Beethoven and Mozart and all them?
No, I wasn't that refined, no.
Were you in the disco era and with the tight pants and the big hair? John Travolta posters?
No, more like Madonna.
You were more like an 80s kid. You had, like, Don Johnson posters and listened to the Go-Go's.
Yeah, I never really had posters of them. I liked Boy George. I had posters of Boy George on the wall, which might say something about me.
Yeah, I don't like what I don't like Boy George now that he's Lady Gaga. It just doesn't. It's not the same.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, I don't even remember.
Yeah, we're gonna get a letter.
A long time ago. Yeah, it was a long time ago. I don't remember anymore. I don't recall anymore, which is sad but true.
Yeah,
sad
you had stretchies and warmers. We know it.
Yeah, that was the way to go. Lace gloves up to your elbows and fishnets and what else did we put? Leg warmers with them? Hair.
Yeah, you know what it's called now?
Long.
It's called sweating to the oldies.
Yeah, I know. Now it's embarrassing. It was hot back then. Come on. Oh, not so much now. Okay. A long time ago. All right. So let's see here. We do have another couple of requests, and I'm going to try and get those in here still tonight. We've got a couple more minutes, a little bit more time left in the show, so I think I can do it. So earlier tonight, you heard from Lisa Skinner, so we have just had about three requests here coming up for one of her songs. I do have Burning Up the Night, so let's go ahead and play that right now. Here we go. Enjoy, Lisa Skinner.
Burning up the night in her stretchies and leg warmers, driving around on her friend Byrock Z.
Yeah, a long time ago. I put a lot of that out of my memory, thank God. So, yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. All right, so we have got time for one more request here. We had several people text me and ask if we can please play Lace Whitworth's Tomboy. Remember to check out his new video for this song. I'm going to go ahead and get it on now so you guys can hear the music. Here we go. Enjoy.
Cut off jeans, cowboy boots. Ain't she looking sweet? Bucket of worms.
pickup truck, all jacked up, rolling on through the mud. Shotgun and a rifle just in case she sees a buck. That cold iced tea will taste just fine beneath the old oak tree. She's a tomboy. In the country by the tracks with her daddy and five brothers on a 1,000-acre ranch. She had to learn to do it all. There's nothing she can't do. Country is a barbed wire fence with a rebel attitude, and she's a tomboy. Pretty little tomboy. Filthy mess from head to toe, loves playing me the dirt, riding, roping, branding calves, that girl knows how to work. Rodeo, breaking colts, there's no other life she'd rather have. She drives a semi-truck loaded with booze, headed for the sale. And later on, she meet her man down at the honky-tonk. She's a tomboy. In the country by the tracks with her daddy and five brothers on a 1,000-acre ranch. She had to learn to do it all. There's nothing she can't do. Country has a barbed wire fence with a rebel attitude. She's a tomboy. Pretty little tomboy. Don't tell her she can't do it. She'll just prove you wrong.
Listening to Tina here doing the requests. We had a lot coming in at our station line, so thank you all so much for all of your requests, and I enjoyed listening to all of the wonderful music. And thank you all so much for tuning into the show, into our special show, and I will see you guys next Friday. Yes.
You should borrow your mom's leg warmers and stretchies and make a Halloween costume.
Oh, that's a good idea. I should. That's a really, really good idea. I got to think about that. That's a good idea. Thank you, Alan. I did need to find.
Yeah, you just have to make your hair really, really poofy and like 10 feet high.
Oh, I could probably do that. That's not hard. That's easy. That's super easy.
Yeah, just have your mom run out for a lot of Aquanet.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, thank you all so much. And we will chat with you guys next Friday. I'm Josie Show. And, you know, obviously thank you all so much for all the kind words that you gave me today. It really made me all happy. Thank you all so much. And remember, the Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience and may not be recorded or aired without written consent from the Josie Show management. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into the Josie Show right here at josieshow.com. Good night, everybody. Woo!